Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl,
God
is he has his way of getting your blessing to its rightful owner. So I just want you to just come aboard on this morning. I have the chat room right now. It's up and it's available for your sitting and your listening pleasure. Hallelujah. So I hope and pray that that you can hear me pretty good. I'm not sure, but I hope and pray that you can hear me pretty clearly. And so I just thank you. And like I said, I have the chat room available for your sitting as well as your listening pleasure. Come aboard, all of ye beautiful souls. Come aboard and allow Overseer Ward to just minister a short, message from God to you on this morning. Somebody need a rhema word out there in digital land. Somebody need a healing. Somebody need a word of encouragement. Somebody need a friend. You know, somebody need that family member to return back home, that lost son or daughter, that marriage that's on the verge of divorce, that individual that has been trying to have a baby and yet you keep on miscarrying. I want you to know that God has healed your wounds and you will not miscarry this time, but you will go full term and you will have your baby that God has blessed you with. Some of you need financial blessings, you know, so God is going to bless you in those areas. Just God said make your request known. And if you have any prayer petitions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer and pray and touch and agree, you will be prompted at the end of this program when the call in, and just, you know, share your prayer petition with the old ship of Zion. And your host and moderator is Overseer Janice Ward. So I just want you just to get comfortable. Bring your latte, your OJ, and all of your, your water beverages and your chip and your dip and whatever you want to sip. Bring that aboard. All your, I call them our digital toys. So all of your digital devices, may it be your smartphone, may it be your laptop, may it be your computer. Bring those items aboard because we are living in a digital world. As you know, we are living in a digital society where digital is the way. So I just want you to get comfortable. And so right now I'm going to go into prayer, and I want to pray for those that have lost loved ones in your family circle. May it have been in the last 72 hours or the last 48 hours, the last 24 hours, the last 12 hours, the last 5, the last 2 hours, 30 minutes ago, seconds ago, and moments ago. And we do this to keep you as a spiritual pilgrim, hallelujah, in God's kingdom. We are all pilgrims on this journey. So the Bible says that we are helpers one to another. We are to encourage each other. And so this is just an opportunity to let you know that you are not alone in your hour of bereavement, in your hour of despair, in your hour of heartache, hallelujah, in your heartache of suffering on this morning. And we, as a Godhead family, we weep with you on this morning. There's been so many tragic accidents, and I mean, from airplane, crash to a bus derailment off of a highway, you know, then a young 12-year-old taking his life, being bullied. So we know that it's all kind of activities of detrimental concerns is going on in this world. We know that Satan, he's busy, honey. He's on his job. Don't you think twice that he's not on his job, because he's on his job. And see, number one is Satan does not do like you and I on a job. Well, each year, you know, you take a vacation. And in your day-to-day, in your workplace, you take a lunch break. And then you take also a short, you know, break, maybe 15-minute break or 10-minute or 5 or whatever, you know, your company allowed it, its employees, you know, a time breakage. But you will have a time to break, and you'll have a time to lunch. Sometimes you have 30 minutes for lunch. Some others have an hour. Some have a little longer. You know, it just depends on your company and your position in the company. But what I'm trying to say is that Satan, he has a lead on us because he does not take a vacation. He does not take a rest. You know, you say, well, I'm going to sit down and rest. You know, if you've done laundry, you say, well, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to take a breather, you know. You've cleaned up your home and then you decide, hey, I'm going to sit down and, you know, have me a cold drink or have me a, you know, a cup of coffee or I'm going to have some juice or maybe a glass of milk. Whatever your heart desire, you know, you said, I'm going to sit down and I'm just going to, you know, enjoy this and I'm going to rest. Well, see, Satan never rests. He never rests. He never goes to sleep. He never takes a break. He never takes a vacation. So he works 365 days, sometimes 366 days out of a year if it's a leap year. So he has an upper hand on you and I. But where we have the devil beat at is we have God's wonder-working power that reside in each and every one of us that's living a sanctification lifestyle. You can tell that demon to move around. You can open up your door, your window, and he got to bust a move. Not saying that he won't be back to badger you again, because he will. That's his M.O. all day, all night, is to steal, kill, and destroy. Destroy what? Destroy your life. Destroy your happiness. Destroy your home. He's a home wrecker. He's a marriage destroyer. So he is no good. So, you know, I wouldn't want to be friends with him because he does not care for you. He does not care, you know, if you live or die, if you had transportation or if you was walking on pat and turn. He could care less. That's the kind of mindset that he has. He's just self. He's self-inflicted. And that's what God said, you know, that evil entered into him, you know, and he got to where he didn't want to obey God's commands, and so he was kicked out of heaven. And there are some witnesses to that, to a test of Satan being kicked out of heaven. He was kicked out of heaven, and the Bible says that when he was kicked out, he fell like lightning. So, you know, that was a hard fall. That was a hard blow. Jesus gave him, I ain't lying. You talking about a, a boomerang blow? I mean, he got it. That looked like that ought to been a TKO because the Bible says that he fell like lightning. But anyway, getting back to opening prayer, so I want to pray for each and every one that has lost a loved one in this hour. You know, and even if you didn't lose them in this very hour, you lost them today, yesterday, a week ago, 4 days ago, 2 days ago, hours ago. We're not going to leave anyone out, but we're including everyone. So I just want to pray for you on this morning. Hallelujah. Father God, oh, hallelujah, I want you to touch those that has lost loved ones, God. I want you to strengthen them, God. Want you to hold them close, Lord, and carry them in your bosom. Let them know, God, that they are not alone, that you are with them, God, to the end of time. You are with them when mother's gone. You're with them when father's gone. You're with them when husband and wife is gone, when children is gone, when your grandparents are gone, your niece and nephew is gone, your cousin is gone, your best friend, your health provider, your business colleague is gone. Let them know, God, that you are there. You will never leave them nor forsake them, God. And you will just carry them in the hour of despair. And you will continually to carry them till they're able to stand again and return joy and rest. Hallelujah. Back unto the heart and soul. And Father God, we won't take your praise. We won't take your glory. But we'll give you all the glory and honor that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And let the church say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And so now we're going to go on into our opening prayer. This is the prayer that we, when we first open up our program, you know, we acknowledge God because God is the one that made all this possible for us to congregate across these continents from the privacy of your own domain. You know, if you're in your own castle, your mansion, your apartment, your duplex, your tent, wherever you are on planet Earth, God has made it possible for his word to go forth throughout every corner, every crevice, every area of this world. Hallelujah. So we fail not to acknowledge God every opportunity that presents itself. We want to acknowledge God in everything that we do. In every decision that we make, we should include God because we don't know it all. Even our friends, you know, might try to give us good advice, and sometimes that's not good enough. We have to consult Jesus, and he will lead us into all truth. And so I want you to bow your heads again as we go in our opening prayer for this live digital church and worship experience on this morning. And this program is the Old Ship of Zion, the producer's Block Talk Radio, and your host and moderator is Overseer Janice Ward. And the call-in number in which to call in and place your prayer petition is 646-200-3074. That number again is 646-200-3074. And so we're going to go on into our opening prayer right now because we know time is of an essence and time is rapidly moving along. And so, Father God, we just thank you for allowing us to commence, God, hallelujah, together across this platform, God. Hallelujah. We just thank you, God. We give your name all the glory and honor and praise. We just thank you, oh, Heavenly Father, gracious Father. You're so gracious to us, and you're better to us than we could ever be to ourselves. And we don't take you for granted, God, but we thank you for every single salutary thing that you make available to us, your children. And Father God, we just thank you, God, for being able to minister your word, because this is not Overseer Ward's word. I don't have a Bible that I have printed up. But God, this is your word that you implemented before you left planet Earth and went on back to heaven, went on back to glory land, and you're sitting up in your heavenly dominion right now. You're not sitting on the left. You're not sitting in the middle or the rear, but you're sitting on the right-hand side of your Father. And Father God, we just thank you because you've made, like I've already foreseen, you made all of this available to us, in which your word would go out through all the earth before your return. And God, you told us before you left, God, that you going away to prepare a place for us. And upon your return, you would receive us unto yourself. And Father God, until that time is upon us, God, we will continue moving upward and onward in your will, in your way, God, as you would have us to go, God. We'll continue, God, to mount up from the four corners of this earth, starting from the north, south, east, and west as pilgrims through this barren land. God, I'm asking you to anoint these lips of clay on this morning, God. Able me to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may, then again, may not know of you, the pardon of their iniquity. Grace me, God, your servant, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom to each and every one that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very heart and soul. Father God, we'll give you all the praise, all the glory, and honor. These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' marvelous name. And let the cathedral, temple, and his people say amen and amen. All right. So now we got that out. We're going to take you right now on into a live program, hallelujah, that's already in progression. And so I'm not going to be before you very long. Oh, my God, let me get this time up because time is about to run out on me. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Time is about to run out. Can you believe that? I couldn't believe that time has got away that fast. But anyway, I bumped it up because I had only 5 minutes if God hadn't let me, you know, saw that. I saw that, and time was just about to close us out. But anyway, I'm going to take you on to this live service. It's already in progression. And this is like a take two. So what that means, take two, is mean that this is a second phase. This is a new improve of this sermon on tonight, and it's entitled Defeated Adversary. And I want you to know that those of you that have God in your life and you're living a holy, acceptable lifestyle, pleasing unto God, God gave you power. He said he would give you power to, you could walk over serpents, and he said that you would be able to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You would be able to lay hands on the blind and they will begin to see. You will lay hands on the dumb and they will begin to speak. And you could lay hands on the lame and they began to walk. So these are the attributes that God will allow you and I to perform, but only under the direction and the anointing of God. This is the only way you can accomplish these things, is by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Or Holy Spirit, whatever you want to call it. Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit is all one and the same. And so God will give you power. Because we know in this world in which we're living. But you know, can you just, every time that you turn on your television, you turn on your radio, you know, you go online, there is something happening everywhere, every turn. You know, you can't turn without something devastating, you know, that's impacting our lives. And if it's not impacting our lives, it's impacting our minds because it keeps us on the alert. You know, is that my kin people? You know, is that my friend? I got a friend in that area, you know. I have a friend that travels that freeway every morning. Could that be him or her? But we're always on the alert, and God tell us to be careful for nothing. God tell us to always pray. We should pray daily. We should pray all through the day and through the night until we sleep. And then God will, you know, he will send out his angelic angels on their designated posts, watching over you and us. But I'm telling you, you know, if every time you look around, it's some killing somewhere, some tragedy, some catastrophe, some calamity, somewhere over this world. And you know what that does? That let us know that God is soon to come. Saints of God and friends and you that are listening out there in my digital cast on this morning, I want you to know that these are all the signs. God say in the last day there will be wars and rumors of wars. There will be mothers against daughters. There will be sons against fathers, fathers against sons. There will be mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, daughter-in-law against mother-in-law, and so on and so forth. But you know that God's word is daily coming to pass as he have already spoken prophecy over this. This is nothing new with God because he already said it. And me and you are witnessing this in our time. Maybe your parent and my parent didn't get to witness the first African-American president. I know my mother didn't get to witness that. And so, you know, we'll begin to see God's word come to fruition right before our eyes. You know, and I tell you, the devil, he is a defeated foe. But not only that, the devil has got a lot of power. I want you to know that. The devil's got a lot of power, but you got more power than the devil has. See, you got more power than the devil has because you got the anointing power. And the devil's power is limited because for him to do anything, first of all, he has to get God's approval. He cannot do nothing without God's say so. He's got to have God, you know, penmanship. God has got to sign off on it before it will take flight. But we know that Satan is busy. He is busy than ever before. Hallelujah. And so we're going to do a little reading, and you can get out your pen and your paper if you so desire. Hallelujah. And, or, you know, you can just take notes, and then you can come back, you know, at your own discretion, and you can read the scripture in the chapters in which I have mentioned and will be mentioning on this morning. And so we're going to go into our first key scripture reading. And our sermon, let me say what our sermon is. I might have said it, but I'm going to repeat it again. And the title of our sermon on this morning is Defeated Adversary, Take Two. I want to say that one more time. Our sermon on this morning is Defeated Adversary, Take Two. And we'll be taking our first key scripture out of the law, 1 Peter 5 and 8. And the word of God tell you and I said to be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And so, you know, the devil don't care about anyone. You know, I mean, not anything or anyone. Not even your dog have little puppies. So even if you got a little newborn pet, the devil don't care anything about your newborn pet. You might have a newborn baby, just had the baby, brand spanking new. The devil don't care anything about your brand new baby. You might have freshly just got married. The devil don't care anything about your marriage. You might have just got promoted on your job. The devil could care anything about your promotion or your job. He don't care about anything or anyone humanly connected to God or even created by God, through God. Satan has hatred for you and I and us because of who we are and who created us. The Bible says Jesus created them. He created them. He created us out of the breath of his mouth. He said, let there be, and so it was. But Satan, M.O., that means his motive of operation daily, nightly, yearly, is to steal, kill, and to destroy. And the Bible tells us that this roaring lion is a legendary king of the jungle. Hallelujah. But the only lion that many of us see are the logic felines that reside in our zoos. We know that in the zoo, the lion days are mostly filled with lots of rest. Their dinner is served to them without the lions having to lift a single paw. But we find out in their natural habitat, however, lions aren't always living a laid-back lifestyle. Their hunger tells them to go hunting, and in doing so, they seek the young. They don't only seek the young, but they seek the weak. They seek out the sick. He seek out the injured. because he's crouching down in tall grasses. Then he slowly creep forward. Then with a sudden pounce, they clamp their jaws to the body of their victim. But Peter used a roaring lion as a metaphor for Satan. He is a confident predator. He's looking for easy prey in dealing with his adversary. God's children, and that's you and us, we must be constant vigilant at pulling on the whole armor of God, and thus they can be strong in the Lord, into the power of his might. And that scripture reading, my sister and my brother, is coming out of the law of Ephesians 6 and 10 through 11. We find out that the good news is that Satan is a defeated adversary. I said earlier that Satan is a defeated foe. While we know that he is powerful, and we know that those who are protected by salvation, and that's us, by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, we know that prayers and the Word of God need not to be paralyzed and in fear at this roaring lion. We are kept by the power of God. You can consult the epistle book of 1 Peter 1 and 5, then go to James 4 and 7. It assures you and I and us that if we resist the devil, he will flee from you and I and us. Hallelujah. We know that our enemy seeks to devour us, but we know that God has placed protection on us, and we believe in God's word that he is who he says, and God says that great is he that is in you than he that's in the world. So you got power to subdue that defeated adversary. You can tell him to flee and he will get the moving. Hallelujah. You know, I'm reminded, hallelujah, of where I was from, and that is from the Dallas, Texas area. And, you know, you would be around your grandparents and different visitors that visit the home. And, you know, their standard way to respond when someone would sneeze was to say, "Scat." And it was just a common practice. And I didn't even know why, you know, that was said. But now, you know, that I've gotten older, I know that it's just an old custom. They said dating back to an ancient time when folks believed that sneezing expelled the devil. So you would say, "Scat," to shoo him away. But we know that that was mere superstition, of course. But there are better biblical ways to chase away the devil. We know that Satan's schemes always began with a lie, a false lead, a subtle twist to the truth, which, if acted on, will tear us apart from God. His proposal rarely seems evil because of our minds. We are repelled by obvious evil. More often, they come disguised as good. Satan adds a trace of grace and beauty to every lure, lest we recognize its deadly nature. It's easy for you and I and us to be taken in. But the Bible tells us to resist the devil, and he will flee from you and I and us. And that scripture reading can be found in the Epistle Law of James 4 and 7. We know that counter Satan lies with truth. When they first enter your mind, meet them immediately with the word from God and banish him away, as you will shoo away a pushy salesman before he gets a foot in your door. You can call to mind a verse or a portion of scripture that speaks to the particular lie Satan is selling you and submit yourself to the truth. That's the way to make the devil run. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. We find out When Satan strikes, you can strike back with the word of God. Hallelujah. That's your armor. God said, put on the whole armor of God that you'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The devil comes. He comes, hallelujah, into our lives to destroy our families, to destroy our sons and our daughters, destroy our marriages. He comes to destroy everything that's good. He don't care anything about your good life. He don't care anything about you having much money. He could care less about your money. He could still make you pick a weapon up and put it up against your head and call it quits. That's the way the devil works. He works against everything that's good. He comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. And we are told in the Bible that the Holy Spirit within you and I and us is greater than he who is in the world. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of the epistle of 1 John 4 and 4. The Bible also says that we have a role to play in overcoming evil and doing what is good. We are to flee sexual immorality. We go into the law of 1 Corinthians 6 and 18 through 20. The Bible tells us to flee from adultery, flee from the love of money. 1 Timothy 6 and 10 through 11, and flee also from youthful lust. 2 Timothy 2 and 22. Hallelujah. And James said that our attitude toward the devil should be to resist him. How do we do this, you might ask, Overseer Ward? By submitting ourselves to God, allowing him to direct our lives, our path, our thinking. Each day, we should start off our day with God. Hallelujah. Then it will be the devil who will flee from you and I and us. Thank you, Jesus. When Satan launches his attack, we must take heart and pray. If we submit ourselves to God, he'll be our strength each day. He'll be yours and mine, our strength. And to defeat Satan, we must surrender to Christ. We must have Christ living deep down inside of our heart. We know that God will not live inside an unclean temple, but it has to be clean and free of dirt and grime and debris. It has to be clean. It has to be holy for God to reside and take up residence in yours and mine and our heart. It has to be holy. God said, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Romans 13 and 14. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. We know that the Bible tells us that we need to always be on the alert because we know that the enemy comes like a roaring lion. He comes to strike anything good that's in his pathway in our lives. And the Bible says to detect the spiritual enemy, which is our adversary. Satan walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Our responsibility, according to the Apostle Peter, is to be sober and vigilant. In other words, we are to be always on the alert. It would be nice if God had giant sirens to warn us of an attack by the devil, but it doesn't operate that way. Instead, we must read the Bible regularly and meditate on its truth. Maintain a prayerful attitude throughout your day. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Only then we will be sensitive to an immense assault by the evil one and be armed by grace to meet it. Hallelujah. He who is in you is greater than he that's in the world. We're going to wrap it up. This is going to be our last reading. We know that the appetite of the world and the flesh are powerful. Powerful, addictive tools of the devil. He appeals to our love for what satisfies selfish and sinful desires. And he uses it to tempt you and I and us, to control you and I and us, to discourage you and I and us, to defeat you and I and us, and to destroy you and I and us. We crave power, money, or food, or alcohol, or clothes, or sex. even though we're in danger of sacrificing our friends, our loved ones, even our relationship with our Savior to satisfy our desires. How can we resist this temptation of Satan, Paul said? Walk in the Spirit. You shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Galatians 5:16. He also wrote, put on the Lord Jesus Christ, make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. John said, do not love the world or the things in the world. 1 John 2:15 says, put on the Lord and walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know that God provides the armor to withstand temptation. But you and I and us must put it on. Put on the whole armor of God so you might stand against the wiles of the devil. Hallelujah. In ending, I hope and I pray I've said something to my nature, spirit, and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petition you'd want the altar of Zion, go down and pray on your behalf. You're most certainly encouraged us in your correspondence to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been produced by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Hallelujah. Until we come across these airways and skyways again, you are encouraged to buckle up with Jesus at your will, because he is people friendly. Buckle up with Jesus at your will, because he is people friendly. You are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We're going to now open the studio dial-up request prayer line. So if you have any prayer petitions that you would want to touch and agree with the Old Ship of Zion, that you have a petition that you have placed at the foot of God, we can touch and agree in faith that God will bring it to its fruition. And so we're going to give you a few minutes to see if there be any callers on tonight. If you have any prayer, you know, maybe you're going to the doctor and you've gotten, you know, a doctor's report that was not in your favor, you know. Maybe, you know, they saw a cyst or they saw a spot. They saw a mass or whatever it was. You can be healed today. You don't have to settle for what the doctor says, because God took 39 stripes for yours and mine and our healing. Hallelujah. So you can beat death by faith in God. It's not over till God says over. Hallelujah. So like I said, if you have any prayer petitions, now is the time to call in. You can call in and speak to yours truly through the studio dial-up prayer request line. That number again is 646-200-3074. 686-200-3074. All right, if there will not be any prayer petitions at this time, we're going to take you now to the second phase of our program, and that is Hymns of Zion, to uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. So until we meet again across these airways and skyways, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Up next, Hymns of Zion. Hallelujah. Encourage your heart. Hallelujah. And uplift your spirit.
Thank you.
stand by momentarily, please.
Walking, 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 walking. Yeah. a high place. Wanna make the shooter put the gun down. So mother gets to hold his son now. Wanna make the lame man run again. Make the blind man see the sun again. But all I hear is bang, bang, back, yeah. I don't think the pops really want that. Read it up and then call it on my back. Got the guns out, but I'm fire.
Johnny McDonough, and they fell in love, but had no idea what love really was. But they tried their best to make each other smile. But while earning themselves, they would have a child. But with no time to think the whole thing through, little time to prepare, it got tough to provide for him and give him love and care. How do I win and where? A question they both often ask God. Life is full of twist. Life is full of twirls, worlds, and twirls, worlds, worlds. There's no way out of the world that flips you upside down. When you're young, when you're old, it just spins out of control. Whoa, it spins out of control. Because you never know. Johnny and Donna slowly recognized that for the baby's future, they planned two different lives. A family. She wanted to do it right. Make Johnny's house a home. She wanted to be your wife. But Johnny was a dreamer, and he had to move around. Yeah, he'd be there for his child, but wouldn't settle down. How do I, when and where, a question they both
Johnny or Donna, or neither of the two, just try to make the best of what's given to you. powers of the chosen people.
Mercy. Falling